Hey everybody, and welcome back to Pillow Talk Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
And this is the last episode of one, the season, and of the binge watching series. Yay. So yeah, this has been a whirlwind of a season for sure. And the binge watching episodes have been really good. The topics have been on point, very relatable. And one of the most relatable shows that I could think about to end it off with is Grown-ish.
Yes.
And we had a slight discussion about if both Girlfriends and The Game were coming of age shows, but there's no question of if Grown-ish is.
Yeah.
It follows the life of, it's also another spinoff with Tracee Ellis Ross. Yeah. And we even did that on purpose. But Tracee Ellis Ross and her role in Blackish, it's her daughter who's the main character of Grown-ish. And it's just following her college life. Literally everything college. Yeah. And I'll be watching it damn, they had a lit-ass experience.
Should have went to that school.
Cause... Okay. And that wasn't even an HBCU. Yeah. That was full-on PWI. And they made the best of it. But, yeah, so Zoe is the main character in... We're going to be talking about the most recent season while, we're going to connect it to the past seasons, if that makes sense, because everything, builds upon each other. And, always, there are spoiler alerts, so if you did not watch this latest season, if you're not caught up, we definitely suggest tuning into that before listening to this episode. But, Grown-ish. Season 3, they do this weird thing where it's, a mid-season finale.
Yeah, so I be thinking we're on season 5 or 6.
Yeah, because it's and they do a good amount of episodes. It's at least 8 for the first half of the season. Then they come back with another 8, 9.
They about to come back soon for the summertime.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so how Grown-ish is released is they come out in the winter.
And then the summer.
And then the summer for the new. It's weird. It's twice a year.
Yeah.
But it's not. At only one point of that year is in a new season, if that makes sense. But yeah, this second half of the season, because I can't even tell you what happened in the first half.
I don't remember.
Well, Zoe dropped out of school. So Zoe is currently in school. So with this being a third season, this is her junior year.
Supposedly. Supposed to be.
Yeah. So she dropped out of school. She made the decision because she got a really cool job, being a stylist for Joey Badass. And she dropped out of school because she was a fashion major.
Yeah.
And this is the epitome of her career. More can you ask for? So she dropped out of school. And then this second half of the season picks up with her coming back to school and actually quitting her job because she missed school and missed being around her friends and everything.
Yeah. She was missing everything.
Yeah. It was a lot going on to be missed. And then I like this show because she's the main character, but we see the different storylines of everybody else. So, her friends had good storylines going on, even when she wasn't physically in the episode.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know where to start. Well, let's start with her in character development throughout the season up until now.
I haven't seen any. I was going to stop. I like Zoe. I mean, she's getting better. I think she was very selfish, a very selfish person. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some minor changes, but maybe that's just because she's in love, so maybe she's trying to make more sacrifices for Aaron, which she put on the back burner. Yeah, I don't really like her from that. The fact that she picked Luca over Aaron still is baffling. I don't know, maybe Luca just isn't my type of guy personally, so I just never liked them together. So now she finally woke up and saw the light.
A little too late. Well,
not really.
Not really. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely feel like she was extremely selfish. She kind of had a lot of Joan tendencies, if we're being honest. A lot of foreshadowing going on with Tracee Ellis Ross. But, yeah, she definitely likes to be the glue that keeps everybody together, for sure. And she... I don't know where she was thinking when she chose Luca over Aaron because...
Was it crack? Let me stop.
I will never understand that. They're not even the same type of person. That made no sense to me. And then now in this, latest season, we see her and Aaron... Well, her finally stopped playing with him.
And he had a whole girlfriend.
Yeah, and she almost fumbled the ball. But he came back and was like, you know what? I want to do this. And talking about that... Well, basically is she and Aaron like flirted real heavy, and like it came to a point in the season where like somebody gave her an ultimatum, or did she give herself
the girlfriend? I think it was Aaron's girlfriend, right? And she was like, fall back or like stop talking to him.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, that was like, because they was playing around for all these years. And she chose Luca before. And her and Aaron just remained friends. And, like, now, at this point, they were truly friends. But then they shared a kiss before she left. And there was a whole lot of messiness. So, she came back like, I want him. Like, I miss him. And came back. He had a girlfriend. Then the girlfriend was like, yo, you gotta fall back from him. Like, give me and him a chance to have her own bond. Because she clearly was catching the vibes.
They weren't just friends.
Yeah, they were definitely more than friends, but it was kind of low-key, didn't really want to speak on it. Mm-hmm. And then they took it to the next level, just like Zoe. And that was one thing I would say. Zoe never struck me as the type to just, like, shoot her shot like that. And because she basically was like, I don't remember the exact quote, but she got that man in her bed, and she got what she wanted.
Did she even say anything? I don't even remember words being said.
Yeah, honestly, like, it was just such a, like, moment. Yeah, so it was really, to look at it, like, the chemistry was all there, and this moment finally happened. Then she saw him and the girlfriend still together.
Started like, tripping like she didn't know.
And then her friends was like, well, you're the side chick, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm not a side chick.
But you are.
Yeah, so, and then at the end, like, the very last episode of the season, like, he had to make a tough decision between, like, her and the girlfriend, and he ultimately chose her, and that's kind of where they left us at.
Yeah, such a show.
Yeah, but, like, we see, like, this combination of the buildup of them over the seasons. Like, started off with him picking on her, like, calling her freshman. And then they became friends, and then, like, they had a crush on each other, but then she chose Luca, and they kind of went back to friends, and then, like, it was kind of there for a minute.
Yeah.
And then they kissed when she was leaving.
Yeah, she kissed him, or...
It was a lot of back and forth, and I definitely feel what he mean, like, he felt like he was getting played with. Yeah,
he was. Kind of. Whenever she was ready for him, she... just wanted him to be there and be ready and available, and life don't work like that, sis.
Exactly. And then she get mad when him and Anna, or wasn't it?
I forgot about Anna. Yeah,
so her friend, one of her best friends on the show, actually, and I can't remember how,
had a situation.
Her and Aaron had a whole situation, like a whole situationship.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
And it was low key, like super low key. And I think she just eventually told her, like,
yeah,
this is what's happening. And Zoe was... Then she stopped speaking to
her. She was upset. Yeah, I think I forgot exactly what happened, but she was upset. I remember that.
Yeah, she was in her feelings, and I'm just like, girl. Like, I mean, girl, go... So, all right, that's...
It was close. That, like...
So, how you feel about it? Like, do you think... Because Zoe and Aaron were never anything. Like, they weren't together.
Oh, snap. That's true. But, like, she knew, like, you know when your friends have feelings, like...
But she played Zoe, him, and she went with Luca.
My thing is, what's her name? Is it Anna? She was very honest, because technically, not to say she didn't have to say nothing, but, I mean, her and Aaron ended up not being a thing anyway, so technically, it wasn't like she was trying to be his girlfriend, or was she...
They was just having fun.
But, like, it was never going to be that, so, honestly, like... She got to respect the honesty at the end of the day, because her sis didn't have to say anything. I'm not saying it's right, but she told her about it like she wasn't trying to sneak behind her back.
So how would you feel if you were in Zoe's shoes?
Well, I act crazy when I like somebody, so... But she was playing with him. I never played with somebody. I either like That's somebody true. And want them, or I don't. It's not no, ooh, I want him. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, I'm going to play in his face. Like, yeah. I'm not that person. So if I like him, y'all know that I like him, and y'all know y'all need to help me get him, not take him away from me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, and I feel like that's, a major part. Like, you was playing with him. Y'all may have shared a kiss here and there, but you ultimately chose somebody else. And wasn't she with Luca?
Yes.
She was in the relationship with the guy that she chose over Aaron and still got mad.
So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Yeah. So that's what you want, him to sit over there and just be sad?
Yeah.
No.
And I think, because, like, Anna really, her and Aaron were just having fun. I think that's a really good example of, because they were dating, I feel like, because they were friends. They still were hanging out. Were they hanging out solo?
I feel like they was hanging out solo to have sex.
Yeah, but their friendship, like, I'm not saying that you should, like, fuck your friends on the low, but I am saying, like, they still, like, it didn't affect them. Like, they were still cool, and it was, like, a sneaky link, and they were really just having a good time. It wasn't no expectations, and nobody's feelings was, like, getting hurt. I can't even remember why they stopped. I feel like, I think feelings did get involved.
Yeah, I think hers started too when he backed up, like.
Yeah, and they were like, you know what? Yeah, let's not do this. But yeah, it's a good example of, like, it can be done. It just sucks that it was done with her friends. I don't even know what to call. Not ex.
Complication.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, that was that. And then this season we saw that Anna met somebody and he was celibate. And, like, she decided to make the decision, like, after going to his church and decided that's what she wanted to do. Then they had sex, and it was weird.
But then they did it again, and it was... What happened? Like, they... I forgot.
I don't...
Like,
I don't know why it was weird the first time.
I think they said it 'cause they knew they wasn't supposed to... I forgot. Didn't they go... They was... It was weird.
It was weird. Like, it was weird the first time, then the second time was popping,
basically.
Yeah,
like, so it's like, huh?
Yeah, but that whole thing with her being celibate, I feel like, I don't think she did it for him, but it was, he was a driving force, because she wasn't thinking about doing it.
It wasn't. She was thinking about having sex with
him. Yeah, like, she wasn't thinking about, like, ever trying to be celibate. She just met this guy that she really liked, and she was open to it, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And did we ever find out who he was texting?
No, somebody. That's it. All they kept seeing.
Literally was texting somebody. Like,
somebody named somebody in his phone, which is anything.
And they just left that cliffhanger.
Yeah, I guess that's going to be for next season.
Yeah. That was...
We shall see.
Mm-hmm. And then I feel like Jazz came out more this season. Because she, like, popped out in the past season, but... Her storyline was her and Sky. Like, they didn't really have...
Once she ate the two, it was just the twins.
Yeah, so this season we saw more of, like, her and Doug's storyline. Mm-hmm. Diggy's finance.
Yes, like...
Woo, shy. But... Yeah, and, like, that whole situation, how they took a break. Because sis so couldn't balance her responsibilities with being in a relationship.
It still never made sense to me as to why he took a break, because... It's just, I don't understand. It was just set some boundaries, babe. I can't stay here because I got to go to practice. Like, and that was something for her to do. Like, he was that much of a distraction. I felt like she was thinking about him more when they broke up.
Yeah, and it was just weird. And then they set rules, and then the rules got broken. It's just like, you can't set
how
rules.
How long was the break? Like, ain't no break, y'all.
Until she made it to the Olympics, which was like...
She never made it, so she did all that for nothing.
Like, literally, you still was distracted in some way, or it just wasn't meant to be. But, like, it was just... Like, I don't know. Like, guys already feel like... I almost... Well, entitled to sex. Entitled to sex. They already feel that way. So, if you take it off the table and you be like, I'm taking it off the table for this specified amount of time and it's yours when I'm ready, you, like, put them up on a pedestal, basically. Then, it's like you snatching that away from them when you're like, oh, you know, we were supposed to wait, but I had sex with somebody else. Like,
yeah, that, huh?
It's like, what? Like, you was too distracted to... It's not even like I having sex thing. You was too distracted to be my girl, but...
You went and had sex with... Wasn't he her teammate or
with
something?
With her teammate.
Ooh, that make me look even more sad. Who was this? So yeah, like... this all along?
Like, not even... Like, it was just... What? Like, why did you do that?
And then she felt so guilty, she told him, because if sis would have kept her mouth shut, they could have still been together.
And then he started, couldn't get past it, and just like...
Yeah, that's his ego all bruised. Like, sir, it was have just several like, seeds. I'm not saying you're going to get over it. Well, if that's the case, don't be with her. But then, again, he was drunk. Like, that wasn't something he said to her on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
He was drunk when he said that. So, I'm like, you can't really hold...
And she was in her feelings about it. Like,
okay. All he did was say, did you know...
He made a joke out of it. Like,
he ain't say, oh, this hoe. Like, he ain't say nothing like that. So...
Yeah, like, when he did say something like that when they was all together. Like, he said something, but you can fuck this cornball-ass nigga. Sign, he said. Right. But that was just him being salty and his feelings.
But he didn't time.
Yeah, it was a bad drawing for her to tell him.
Yeah, sis. Like, he didn't ask, sis. Girl, ignorance is bliss.
Okay.
Like, they don't ask, don't... Well, and,
but I think bad, it makes, but it makes it worse that she initiated the break in the rules.
Yeah, that's
that's why he looking at her like, you said this. And then, yeah, it was just, yeah, I don't
crying
know.
And coming to the door.
Girl, I cannot. Keep your mouth shut. Don't ask, don't tell. Period.
She only told him because she got caught up. It was at, where was they at?
It was
they
at, like, somewhere in the courtyard or something. Up. And they both walked up. He like, who they? She could have said, that's my teammate, because that's who it was. Him. Yeah, that was just anything. And then, like, so moving on to, I was about to call him Trevor, but his name on the show is Aaron.
I know, I be calling him that all the time.
And, like,
he fine, too, except that little ponytail.
Yes, he need to let it go. But, like, him and his girlfriend, I'm just trying to figure out how, like, I understand Zoe was going for the summer. Okay. It's not hard to meet somebody in the summer. But
yes,
bro,
it is here.
Well, they're in California. Ah. But, like, what? How? Huh?
Yeah, like, who is she? Nobody knew who she was.
It, like, she was never introduced. And they were, like, hot and heavy by the time the season picked up. And it's like, who was this?
I thought him and Ryan maybe was going to be a thing. And they threw it. But anyway, that's...
Yeah, her. Yeah. I don't know why... All the good girls keep going to Luca.
Like, make it make sense.
I don't want... Luca's character, I don't want to give him much.
I need to talk. See more.
He's just any character.
He's just dear.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, where did sis come from? It was just like, oh, that's his... I just thought that was some classmate of his he was around. Like, she just popped out of nowhere. What was her name? Sarah? Savannah?
Her name was Rochelle. Oh. I'm freaking up.
I started making Rochelle. Yeah, like, she seemed like a nice girl, but clearly you was insecure from the rip. Asking Zoe to fall back. No, boo. Talk to your boyfriend. Yeah. Like, you're not about to... I'm not about to go talk to some girl and be like, yo, back up from my man. No, talk to your man and tell him if you feel uncomfortable. And then y'all could work that out between
but
y'all.
But Zoe wasn't doing nothing to make her uncomfortable.
She was just insecure regardless.
Yeah, like, he came to Zoe for help.
About some outfits.
Yeah, and Zoe helped him. Was you going to help him? No.
No. All she did was repost his tweet or whatever she did.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, like, you wasn't going to do nothing to help him. Like, it was just like, girl. And Zoe did fall back. Like, she wasn't being malicious. She only was malicious after they had Diddy.
Yeah.
Like, but before that, she was, like, kind of salty. And she like, damn. But she ain't, like, she ain't hop on no other stuff with him. And,
yeah,
you know... Like,
and they had sex.
Yeah, basically. But some time passed before they hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just... And then him with the having to decide whether or not to get his student loans erased or to just to sign the NDA. Like, that's a no-brainer.
I'm sorry.
I'm not an activist by any means.
Just to talk about... But I guess he is, so he won't. But you can't talk. It's a loophole. It's got to be a way. Dog. Like, you can say something.
Ain't nobody
going
to fault you for being a sellout, for getting your student loans erased. Yeah, are they going to pay for them?
Talk about something else. It's other things to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, that's not the only. You're about to leave. So why do you care?
Isn't he in grad school?
I think he was in undergrad. He's only a year older than him.
Oh, yeah, but isn't he going there for, like, I feel like they kind of set that up, like,
I don't know, but he was, because remember when he got there, he was, I guess a sophomore, because he called a freshman, yeah. But yeah, I thought he was in grad school, too, until,
watch, he's going to be in
bro,
the next
be
season.
On campus, and yeah. They had their whole graduation, not to say grad schools don't have graduation, but I don't know.
He didn't graduate that quick. Yeah, maybe they was just, like, setting it up so he could possibly go to grad school there.
But that was just like, bro, you have... That's an easy decision if you ask me.
Okay,
where do I sign? I'm not...
No loans.
I don't care what this school... It's not my tuition dollars. It's the state's money. So, that... And then the whole graduation. I mean, that was nice. Like, I don't know. I was just like...
It was cute.
I just don't feel
it was cute. I mean, it's TV, like, of course that's not happening in real life because people ain't wearing that to their graduation.
Yeah, I'm like
maybe something a bit smaller, more symbolic, but
yeah,
smaller.
I was just like,
and they did it already. Like,
I wasn't, maybe it's because I'm not the activist side of me isn't.
Everybody's not meant to be an activist.
And I just saw it. I'm like, oh, I'm not ruining my graduation for this.
Like, it was. Like, oh, yeah. And they all didn't walk or something.
Yeah. Like, when it first happened, I'm like, what are they doing?
Well, why are we going?
Yeah. And then nobody walked up. And then he got up here.
They should have just not have went.
Yeah. It was.
They wanted to be seen with the blue. First of all, people could tell. I mean, with the orange jumpsuits. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a little.
I mean, it was cute. It was like they did it already, so why did you do it again?
Yeah, it was just...
It was cute for what it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of talked about Doug in relation to Jazz, because he didn't really have a storyline outside of her.
Yeah. That's about Rochelle and Zoe, how she wanted to befriend her.
Girl, first of all, I'm never... Like, wrong is wrong and right is right. But I'm going to stand on what I say. Even if I feel in my hearts of hearts I should have handled that differently, you're not going to know that. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to. Yeah. Even if I do, we have to be friends.
That's what I'm saying. She was like, I'm sorry. Like, it's no need to meet up, link up.
No.
Just say, hey, when I see you.
And like, no, because you made that call for a reason and you was right. Like, always trust your gut.
Yeah.
And now, next season, we gonna see you was just smiling up in my face, and he obviously broke up with her.
Yeah, now they together. He gonna talk about baby.
She gonna lose her mind. Like, that's like a slap in the face, for real.
It's the confusion of wanting to be friends. I don't understand. Like, even if, I don't know, like, if I had a man where I want to be besties with his.
No.
What is Zoe and Aaron? What were they really supposed to supposedly friend? You knew they wasn't friends. Like, why do we need to be close? All three of us can hang. Ain't no all three of us doing
no. Nothing. And I feel like when it comes to friends of the opposite sex or like friends in general, I just like to know who my significant other is hanging out with. Like, what do they get into? Like, what is their mind state like? You know, like just a little like background about them. Especially for females, because I just feel like that makes me feel more at ease. Granted, I have to trust my partner, but I don't want you hanging around somebody who I know has a bad rep of being a man stealer or like getting into stuff that I don't want you getting into. Like, that's just like the saying, birds of a feather flock together. Like, I don't want you to be with scamming niggas and drug dealers, like, and you, my boyfriend. And I don't want you to be with girls that get into stuff like that or girls that want you. But I'm not going as far as to befriending these people. I don't want to be their friend. They're not my friend.
Like, we could be cool if we're in the same setting, but...
Yeah, but I'm not about to...
I wouldn't be pressed to like, hey, girl, we gonna be besties. Like, no. Like, I'm okay. Hey, girl. Like,
that's like, if it happens as time goes on and we're around each other and I'm like, oh, you're actually cool. Like, we can hang out. Outside of the boyfriend, then cool, but I'm not forcing it. I'm not going into that looking for that. I'm A-okay. And she played herself.
She was forcing it. It was the hugs for me.
Girl, like, forcing it. Like, little do you know, she just had your man. She just
said what you mean yesterday. Like, I
can't. Like, that couldn't be me.
That's why you gotta follow your gut, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Because a female intuition never is lies. Never wrong. Like, yeah, that was just any situation. Right. And then, I'm trying to think. Oh, so Vivek. He didn't, like, he was just that guy that was just that guy. Like, he was Vivek. Like, they used to play him. Be like, you don't have sex. And, you know, he was, like, selling the pills. And, like, he was crazy smart and came for money. So, I don't know why he was doing it. But, like, this season, we saw, like, he actually had a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then the infamous episode with the almost threesome
thing. No, he said he had. No.
Did he? Wait, did they do it?
I think it technically was a threesome. He just didn't do it with the guy. Beyond kissing.
Yeah, like, I knew when the episode started off. Like, once it got, like, he popped whatever he popped.
Molly.
Yeah, and then he was partying. And then they got back to the room. And everybody started dwindling. I said a threesome about to happen.
But we didn't see that.
I didn't see that happening at all. But I was like, this is the vibes for a threesome. Like, it's about to happen. And then the guy, like, him and the guy kiss, and me
as she told him to.
Yeah, like, first of all, I'm never, ever. That is just not not for me. I don't want to see you interacting with another man in any way, shape, or form. That is a complete turn off for me. I don't know what she get into, but she told him to do it, and he fucking did it. And then he was hype about this experience. Like, this was a new sexual experience for him. So he told his friends. And they said, wait, what? They just
heard threesome. And at first
they was just like, yeah, when they heard threesome, they like, oh, shoot. Like, what the other girl look like?
She was sick. That's actually what he did.
And then he's describing this other person. But they're thinking in terms of a girl. He's describing a guy. And they like, wait, what?
Because he had a girl name, I think. Like, it was like unisex.
Yeah, and it was just downhill from there. Now, I won't say that it was homophobic. Because I think it was offensive.
Yeah.
And I feel like there could be, like, a slippery slope between the two. But when I think of homophobia, I think about, like, truly fear of gay people to the extent of, like, these conservative Catholic people who be saying that they need to go to conversion camp and they're going to hell and they just real drastic with their beliefs. I don't think they were just saying ignorant things. They were making ignorant comments. They're just like, you're gay. Like, it was double standards. Basically, that's what it came down to. And they're just like, and it's not like they said, we're going to stop loving you because you gay. They were just like, you gay. And like,
no, I'm not.
And he was saying, like, I'm telling you, I'm not gay. I had an experience. I didn't like it. It didn't go far. I'm not gay. And, like, that is very true. And we need to stop, as a society, labeling, like, this. Well, I don't know. Because it's like, you kissing a guy doesn't make you gay. You being attracted to another guy and you are a guy makes you gay. That's the difference. Like, you trying something with a guy, I guess it can be perceived as you partaking in something gay. Like, it's a gay act, but you're saying, but I'm not in.
Girls do it every day.
Girls do it every day, and it's hot, which I would never understand the sexual appeal of lesbians being lesbians. Like, y'all know that that means they're attracted to women, right?
But they want that fantasy of turning them out, and
it's like, just like, what? Like, I would never understand the, like, girls kissing girls. How is that turning you on?
Like, them with attraction, I feel like a woman, like, you could be attracted to somebody but not be like, oh, like, I want to be with this person or, like, do something with them. So, like, I feel like even for guys, like, they can acknowledge that, oh, like, well, they might not do that out loud because of, you know, the toxic masculinity out here. But, like, females, we could be like, oh, like, did y'all see her? Oh, she pretty, she cute. Like, but it's like guys, like, they can't, like, they feel like, well, society tells them that they can't, you know, be like, oh, like, yo, bro, like, you look nice, or
a guy would never say that. Never.
Like, they don't ever. Like,
like, guys can acknowledge when there's a good-looking guy. Yeah, like, I feel like white men do it all the time. They be like, he look like he's a good-looking guy.
Something.
Yeah, like, they say that. I've never seen a black man say he's handsome. I've never heard that before.
Like, why can't they compliment each other? Maybe if it's, like, their friend, they're not going to say handsome. They're just going to be like, oh, I see you, bro.
Like, something like that. But they'll be quick to call a nigga ugly.
Very quick. But this and maybe don't be sometimes.
Like, yeah, but they'll be like, nigga, you ugly. Like, you, like, but that's the same thing as calling them cute. Just because it's a negative connotation, you're still speaking to
their appearance,
which, does that make you gay? No. Like, niggas, y'all know what's ugly and what's not. Like, everybody knows to some extent what you think is ugly and what's not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's had anything to do with your sexual orientation.
Like, yeah, I don't think so either.
It's just, and they definitely, like, I like the points that Nomi, which we're going to get into her after this, but the points that she was making, and just like if he said, you know, I'm not racist, I have black friends.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people's mindset. And it's just like, he's saying, yo, I'm not gay. Like, I don't think what I did was gay. I tried something, I didn't like it, I'm not gay. That's just like saying I tried a drug. That don't make me a drug addict. Yeah. I just tried the drug. Like, it is a slippery slope, but that's because society says it is. Like, it's not my twist for my guy to be kissing another guy because I don't get turned on by that. It's nothing sexy. I don't like it. Like, I just don't, that's not for me. But she clearly liked it, and she clearly wanted to still be with him after that.
He did it, so.
Yeah, like, it was just like, okay, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
Yeah.
But they definitely was, like, he kicked them out the house. And then they
brought him the cake.
They brought him a cake, and, like, they started to come around. Yeah.
It was his friends, regardless.
Yeah, and that, I think that's what didn't make it homophobic, because it's not like they was like, damn, we can't fuck with you no more. Like, and now they talked about you can't eat a banana in public, you can't drink out of a straw. What?
That was a straw and a banana for me. Like, it's a banana.
Bro, I
eat the banana the way you want to eat it. A straw?
But drink it out of a straw? It's a really straw. Like, that's making me think you gay if you're thinking that deep into it. Like, it's a straw. Like, so every time we eat bananas as females, will it look like we're giving head? No, it looks like we're eating bananas.
Yeah, like, this is not middle school. Like, grow up. It takes
a nobody is watching you eat a banana, like, anyway. Eat. Like, that whole thing, it just shows that...
Childish.
Yeah, double standards and these societal standards that just irritate me. But Nomi, sis just disappeared after the breakup with the professor, came back pregnant.
Anything.
Don't know who the dad is. Well, now she know who the dad is. I just, that storyline was just like,
that guy.
For
what? What? And then didn't talk, like, was she had like a one night scene with him? I don't know what was going on.
Like,
he seemed nice, but it's like, but you had the baby. You should have just told, I don't know. Like, she want the baby though? Because she just be leaving.
And then how you got the baby living in your college apartment?
I was confused too. I don't care if it's a house or not.
Like, you can't be in the mix like that, sis. Take your ass home.
She do be in the mix and she don't be watching the baby.
Yeah, that, I don't understand why they introduced a baby. Like, I need to understand.
Especially her. Like, maybe... Like, they should have played it differently. Like, maybe Jazz and Doug. Like, something. I don't know. That would have made more sense with the track or something. I don't know.
But that was just, like, she had a baby and...
Then didn't tell him. Then got Anna telling him. Did he even say he wanted to be the baby life? I don't even know. The baby, like, 1 year old. Like, she tried it.
That whole storyline, I'm just confused.
She could be kicked off the show because I didn't miss her when she was going.
Because her storyline before wasn't nothing. She was fucking a professor.
That was more interesting. Like, honestly. Now I'm lost.
That was... Yeah, I don't really know. That, yeah.
And she actually had the baby. Like, I don't...
Actually had the baby. Like, it was...
Not adoption. I thought she was doing adoption. I must have made that.
I don't know. Girl, it... I
she might, because she barely with the baby. She be leaving that baby with anybody. The baby don't even be there.
Yeah, she wants her life back, and...
It's not happening right now, sis.
Like,
9 months old.
Yeah, that's the whole... I don't know what the writers did with that, but it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then...
Threw that in there.
Sky's storyline with Rodney, who's actually Rodney. Like, why is he so dark, though?
He white.
He is white. But why, like, it's clear that he's white, but he has some type of tint to him.
Got that olive skin they be talking
about. Yeah, I don't know. But that was like a storyline for like maybe one episode.
She just there for the shadiness.
Yeah, like her comments be funny and shady. And now she made it into the Olympics. And so with that, like, speaking about like Jazz not making it and them doing everything together... How, like, if you was in Jazz's shoes, how would you feel?
You should feel happy for her. Like, I mean, I don't really think she wanted it as bad as Sky. Like, I think
you could
see it. Like, Sky was like, you need to do this. Like, I'm waking up for practice. Like, you're missing stuff. And it wasn't all just because of Doug. Some of it was just because Jazz wasn't as motivated. And I think Sky worked hard. And she got, you know, what she prepared for. And I think Jazz knows that. And she's happy for her. And I feel like in the next season, like, they're going to make her, like, I guess more of a storyline. I don't know how they're going to do it without Doug. Because I feel like her and Doug was so connected. But, you know, maybe they'll give Jazz, like, more of a storyline.
Yeah.
Just being, like, that solo, which is kind of fitting for their real life right now as well.
Yeah, definitely a foreshadowing of what happened. And it, like, they are so connected. They've done everything since they were younger together. And it's like, at a point, you kind of got to separate. Like, y'all are your own people.
Yeah.
It's not saying it has to be something as drastic as one of you going to the Olympic trials and the other one not. But, like, they literally, like, even with Chloe and Holly in real life, yeah. like, they shared social media accounts. They launched their singing and acting careers together. And, like, now they got separate social media accounts because Chloe's like, listen. Like, I don't actually know why she did it, to be honest. She was just like, I want to do this. Like,
I don't know. It makes sense, though. Like, I mean, it made sense that I guess her there one account, but now y'all not together, so y'all need separate accounts.
Yeah. Like, and like, Holly got something going on right now, actually. Like, yeah,
all the way in London.
Yeah, Chloe is not that she had something going on, but like,
she's doing like the music thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but like, it definitely is fitting for real life and on the show that they need to be separated in some way and just be, let's see who Sky really is and let's see who Jazz is, because even outside of Sky, she had Doug. Like,
yeah, we Sky still don't, had
Trent. Yeah, like, we still don't know who they are. So I'm definitely looking forward to some character development in the next season.
Yeah. And it looks like, I think it's going to be summer vacation. It looks like it's summer vacation. Maybe wait, there's a trailer on a vacation. Or something? Yeah, you didn't see it. It's no. like, they like on a beach or something. It's like they're on vacation.
What? I got to look at that. I didn't even know it was a trailer.
Yeah, so I'm like, are they, is it like summer vacation or something?
Mm.
So I'm like, they were all there except for Sky, of course. But,
oh, that's interesting.
So I'm like, I don't know what's happening, if they're on vacation. Luca was there too.
Why? Who was he friends with anymore?
I don't know. Nomi, what's her name? Yeah.
Oh, him and Nomi are really cool.
I ain't see Ryan. Well, didn't Ryan Destiny character went to London with Sky?
Yeah.
Which didn't make sense because I'm like, well, if it's the summertime, then Jazz could still go and support. Like, don't people in the Olympics, like, families go and support?
Girl, that's, I don't even know. Yeah, that like, was. And then Ryan Destiny's character, what was her name again?
Girl, I haven't the foggiest. Amber? Girl,
I don't know. Why was she a thing? Like, there was literally no
to
purpose.
To be with Luca. But then, no, he wasn't even there some of the season. I don't know.
I don't.
Then she said she was going back to Spelman. Well, then, what was your point?
Because this was like a gap year or some transitional year. I don't know what was going on with Sis in her life, but.
Okay.
It was just the writers wanted a storyline, but it wasn't.
They could have had her in the show more. I thought she was going to be involved more. She was just Luca's girlfriend.
Yeah, that was anything for real. Like, girl, I don't know what they was doing. But I definitely want to see some more character development. Because I like when it's not all focused on Zoe and like.
Yeah, because she was getting annoying. Anyway.
Yeah, it was like her problems was like.
Annoying.
Self brought on, honestly. Like, she didn't really have problems. But I'm glad to see the different perspectives. But I need it to be some good storylines, not just throwing stuff together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely looking forward to, like, her and, I keep about to call him Trevor, her and Aaron, like, what happens next.
He's going to mess it up. I already know. Like, the show.
She's going to mess it up. One, because it's TV. And
yeah,
two,
but can they
her.
Give them at least a good one season together?
Yeah.
Like, dang.
And then Jazz and Doug is still together, right?
No, they broke up because she broke up with him because he made that comment about her sleeping with the guy.
Wait, they broke up after the Olympics, though.
No, but yeah, after the Olympics, then they went out graduation night and he got drunk and was like, yo, like, did y'all know Jazz slept with somebody?
That was after the Olympics?
And then she woke up and was like, oh no, like, we're through for real this time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That was after the Olympics?
Yeah, that was after. And I'm just like, really? Now y'all done for real this time over that?
Oh,
like,
no.
I mean, I understand, but sometimes you can't, I can't say that. But
okay,
yeah, so they broke up for real this time, supposedly.
Oh, so now it's really just Aaron and Zoe.
They gonna be annoying.
Oh, wait, and then Vivek, I want to see how that girl's gonna handle.
Oh, yeah, he got pulled over.
He got pulled over.
He was in the preview, so he must be guard.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna get out. And then Nomi and the baby. Was Nomi in the trailer?
I think she was in there.
Okay, that should be interesting.
It's like a picture of them all walking. Yeah, I think she was in there.
Anna and Javi are still a thing. I mean,
unless he...
Let's see what happens with that storyline.
I don't know what he's doing if he's celibate.
Yeah, I don't think he's cheating. I feel like he planning a surprise for her or something.
But what,
like,
he just needs to be more slick with the
Yeah, because not somebody. Like, that's TV that's
anything.
For you.
Like, what?
Yeah, that... I'm really interested to see how next season plays out with all the different stuff. But I don't want to focus on Zoe. I want to see her in perspective to Aaron. I just hope they don't mess it up. Just don't mess
really,
it
like,
up.
Really, like, can they give them one good season of just them being together, like, with minor problems? I don't want to see, no, we like, broke up, it's not working, because we, no.
Yeah, you know how you want something so bad, and then you finally get it, and it's like, this is not what I thought it would be.
That's botched. That's what they're going to do. Yeah. Now I want to see it.
Yeah, so let's keep fingers crossed for Team Zoe and Aaron. How I was when she first made the stupid decision to pass him by for Luca, and they didn't even work out. I will never
understand
it. It
might be her if this ain't right.
At this point, it definitely her.
Like,
yeah. But yeah, Grown-ish is like, it's just such a good show. Like, every episode is so related. I know we've been saying it about all the shows. But no, every episode, especially for our age group.
Yeah, like, I remember college. It was yesterday.
So yeah, no. For real. So, it, like, seeing this stuff, and it may not have happened exactly how it was happening on the show, but you're like, damn, like, remember this happened? Yeah. And it just gives you stuff to talk about in the moment. And because, like, the difference between Grown-ish and Girlfriends in the Game is that it's happening now. Like, it's taking place in 2021. It's so, like, you know, this is, like, really modern. Like, this is stuff that's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And we can actually relate to in real time.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, our age, like I said, on the show and in real life. I think we might be older than a few of them.
Mm-hmm. I think Anna's, like, 30.
Yeah, she's the oldest. She's been on TV for a minute. But, yeah, it's just, like, so many different things. Like, even from, like, the friendship dynamics, like, complicatedness of the relationships and like friend groups that have had complicated relationships inside of them. Like, this is stuff that we're all as millennials are dealing with, and this is probably out of the three shows we did for the series, this is probably like definitely, I wouldn't say my favorite, but for our age range of listeners, I would definitely say if you haven't watched Grown-ish, you are truly, truly missing out. Because it's really good. And it's easy to catch up on.
It's only like 22 minutes.
Yeah, 22 minute episodes.
They fly by.
And it's three seasons. You could catch up to this in no time.
Yeah.
Like, for probably a weekend. If you were really serious about it. But I highly, highly recommend it. And that is a wrap for the binge watching series.
And season two.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. But before we let y'all go for our hiatus to come back with some more bangers next season, we do have an X team this week. Our last one of the season. So it says, hey y'all, I'm in my 20s and I know I shouldn't care, but everyone I know is getting married. I'm single as fuck and frustrated. Love isn't working out for me. I really do want to be happy for my friends, but I feel so envious. I see them carrying on with their lives, going out on dates, getting proposed to, moving in with significant others, and all of the fixings that comes with it. I truly want to be happy, but it is so hard. They keep telling me to be patient, and my time is coming. It's starting to be really hard to believe it. Has anyone else experienced this?
I haven't experienced this exactly, but I could see like where like you're feeling unhappy, but I think you still have to be happy for your friends. But I mean, at least you're self-aware and you're saying that you're not. I mean, that
like that's true.
That's a step. At least you're not in denial and trying to, you know, fake the funk.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, everybody's different. I understand, you know, it is hard out here. And it's kind of like if you... No, it's still time to meet somebody, you know? You just have to look, honestly, you have to get out there, and I know it's hard, but you kind of can't complain about having nobody if you're not really putting yourself out there or even going out to places and just trying new things. Like, maybe the person who you want is not the person who you need, sis. Like, maybe you need to, you know, try like a different type of guy or girl or whatever, you know, you're into. You know, and support your friends, like, because even with relationships and being engaged and all that, like, it's cute on the outside, but everything that glitters is not gold, and that comes with its own, you know, stress and its own problems as well. And just with the being patient thing, honestly, like, that's what you have to do, or put your, like, I guess put that frustration into yourself, something else, make yourself look better, work on you, and you know, when he's supposed to come, he'll come. Shoot, pray on it, pray for it, be intentional. I don't know, put yourself out there. I need to practice some of this stuff as well.
You took the words out of my mouth. But yeah, I definitely, it's a really good answer. I couldn't have said it better myself. I am going to speak from a different perspective because I am not seeking a relationship and I'm in my 20s. And it's okay to not want that. Like, clearly that's what you want and more power to you. Like Dom said, pray about it, be intentional, manifest, you know. But at the same time, like, explore, with being intentional, explore why is it that you want to be in a relationship so bad? Like, are you lonely? Are you feeling like you're missing something? Like, what is it about? Like, just because you see everybody else doing it, why do you want to do it? Like, why do you feel like, is this something you feel like is what you're supposed to do? Because that's not true. Like, I go back and forth about this all the time. I feel like, because I always hear people say, like, your 20s are supposed to be the best years of your life. And I'm not really sure what that means, because you can make any years of your life the best years of your life.
The 30s is better.
Yeah, so, like, but, like, with that, I'm kind of on a tight time, like, I wouldn't mind getting married in my 30s. I'm not pressed to be married right now. Like, it's something I do want, but, like, it's a lot. Like, it's not all pretty how it looks from the outside. Like, it's a lot of work that goes into being in a relationship, especially in marriage. And I think just exploring, like, really your reason behind, like, just this strong want and desire for a relationship. Like, what is it? Because if you got yourself, I'm sorry it sounds cliche, but that's enough. You got yourself, you got a good set of friends. Maybe if you tell them, like, I understand it's hard to be, like, happy for them when you're kind of jealous and going through your own stuff. But you can tell them, like, hey, maybe, like, not say don't brag, but maybe steer your conversations and interactions away from their relationships. You know, like, if that makes sense. Like, don't, like, you can be there for them. Like, hey, just checking in. How are you? Are things going good? And leave it at surface level. Like, you don't have to, like, dive deep into it and be there when you're venting, because, like, emotionally, you can't handle it. And you can be honest with them about it. And, like, it, like Don said, like, kudos to you for being self-aware about that, because some people really be fake happy.
Okay. And, right. And then, the shade becomes the shade.
Like, yeah. So, definitely don't force yourself to fake the funk. But, really, my number one advice is be patient. What's for you is going to be what's for you.
Yeah.
Always. And girl, enjoy you. Enjoy your life. You can have fun. You can get your needs met all without being in a relationship. Definitely think about your drive behind this strong desire and just put yourself out there. If you're not already, change up what you're doing and it'll come to you. Like, okay. It's really no recipe for, like, I can't tell nobody how to do it. I don't even know how to do it.
Finding somebody. A good somebody, too. Because you don't want just anybody. So don't settle. Anybody.
Yeah, do not settle because you just start. Don't get to the point where you're desperate just to have a body.
Yeah, no.
Like, really just take your time with it. And you're in your 20s. Like they say, you're so young. So, like, just live your life and just put all that energy into something else. Like, relationships is a lot of work. And it's going to be draining. Not saying, like, emotionally draining all the time. But it's going to take a lot out of you. And everybody want that until they got it. And they realize the work that gets put in. So definitely just think about all those different things and how that relates to you. And I hope that you do find that person, but just understand you can't rush it. Like, it's going to come in due time if it's for you.
Yeah.
So.
Good luck, sis.
Yes, definitely good luck. And with that, that is a wrap for season 2. I just want to shout out everybody who has played a role in making this possible.
Yes, thank y'all.
Like, literally everybody. Like, it's just, I can't believe this is season 2. Yeah. I remember when I was starting on season 1, and I was like, I want to do a podcast. Don't know where to start, because I started off Pillow Talk as a YouTube channel.
The good days, remember
the
that?
Good old days. And Don was my first guest, her and my best friend, Brandon. And now she's here. What is this? 2 years later? 2 years
damn,
later.
Time flies.
As a co-host. And we just getting started. Like, manifestation is going to be real for us, because Pillow Talk season 3, telling you, we about to get a deal, okay? We going to be on somebody's radio station taking off. Just stay tuned. Trust the process. And yes. I'll see y'all in the next season.
See you soon.